Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Thank you, and pray that you're receiving so much more inspiration, motivation, insight, vision, courage to dare to be your most beautiful and most wonderful and most centered and perfected self, because that's what is needed in this now moment. We cannot really affect any kind of political change, social change, global change and whatnot, and we're not willing to accept the fullness of who and what we really are and the truth of that which we truly are, beyond the distortion, dysfunction, the toxicity, and all of those things. We still, the truth has not been changed. The truth is that which we should be exalting, and that's why I do what I do, and I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to the airwaves and to remind you that we dwell in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that there is nowhere where it is not. It fills all spaces. It is completely present. It is all pervasive. It animates every atom and every cell of our bodies. It breathes us. It beats our hearts. And we have the responsibility in this now moment to exalt it over all of the agendas, over all of the missions, over all of the organizations, all of the governments, and all of that. Because what we really need to get is that there is absolute law that governs our lives, and our lives are our gifts. And when you are not in alignment with the truth of who you are and what you are, and you have no clue as to why you exist upon this planet, and you think that your success can be measured by how much polished wood, metal, and stone that you've amassed, or how much money, or how much fame and fortune, and how many magazine covers you can be on, or whatever, the issue for us is really understanding that you becoming your most divine self, you perfecting yourself, you mastering yourself, you controlling and being the captain of your own fate and destiny, consciously, caringly, conscientiously, lovingly, and willingly participating with the order of existence, the laws of existence, and exalting the light of love and truth, and having your whole being completely immersed in the reality of that law, that light, that being directly, because that's where our sovereignty really is. That's where our grace and protection come. That is the foundation of our salvation and our deliverance. Salvation from what? Salvation from being all dirtied up in the muck and mire of dysfunction and degradation and stupefaction and inebriation and intoxication and violation and all of those ills that have made you sick, ill, and diseased, and put us on a place where we're on a cataclysmic ride with demise, and there's no way to get off except you clean out. And so there is a whole industry on health and wellness, but health and wellness is only one aspect of what is required in order for us to truly be whole people. We have to start from where we are with a commitment to being whole. Regardless of where you are, regardless of what your issues are, regardless of what your concerns are, you will never have anything greater than yourself. So everybody being in a place and space where we're receiving the support in being our greatest self. Now, this should be what the whole society, cross world culture, should be about, but that's not what we're dealing with. That's not what's dealing with us. That's not what the reality is. It's what's needed. We have so much support in exalting other things as our truth. We have so much support in following the lies and being misled and trusting those who really have already shown that they do not need to be trusted. We have been given a whole agenda for life, being purposed in life, that does not include the Creator's purposes for our lives. And it's difficult for many people to see, because you have been applying yourself so wholeheartedly towards men and the games of agreement that men make, and all of the things that men say, and all of the opportunities that men have said you have available to you and whatnot, so that you are not looking for the answers and solutions in God and God's way and God's laws and God's light and God's order and whatnot, and God being the intelligence of existence that beats your heart and that breathes you, that we're having to be reminded of the fact that these bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true and living Spirit of God. We have to be reminded that we dwell in the presence of the absolute. Otherwise, you keep hearing all this music and all this stuff going on about being in the belly of the beast. That's, if that's your consciousness, I can't say that you're not there, but I'm not there. I don't dwell in the belly of the beast. You understand? Because what? I dwell in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that's the intelligence that beats my heart. Bestiality has nothing to do with me. And so I'm just saying what's true for me is really true for you. Now, you can believe what you choose to believe, and you can continue to tout and exalt all of these lies that you're hearing through all of these other ones who are focused in the distortion. They're focused in the divisiveness. They're focused in the degradation. They're focused in the distortion. They're focused in the violation. That's where their focus is. That's where their attention is. So the more of that you see, the more of that you apply yourself to, the more of that you will find will becoming overwhelming. And so many people who I've seen over the years who have become so passionate about our liberation, so passionate about the struggle, so passionate about all of this, they were not as passionate about standing in the glory of the truth of who they are as conscious immortals. They were not that passionate about being cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. They were not that passionate about affirming who they were as cosmic citizens as much as they were passionate about referring to themselves as African or New African or whatever else they were claiming for themselves. I'm just saying is that everybody is not in the same place, even though we dwell on the same planet. Consciously and conscientiously, your mindset matters, and you, being the God that dwells in that temple, are creating your world. Now, if you want to dwell in the world of those who are being beat up and shot up and beat down and all of that, then stay out of alignment with your line of light. Keep exalting them as your guide. Keep following their way. I was in the store tonight, the gas station, and I saw a young brother, and his pants were down, and I was looking at his drawers, and I was like, okay, well, should I pull him down, or should I say something to him? Should I fill him up, or should I? And I'm like, okay. And I was looking at what he was buying, so he had the cigarette behind his ear, right? And he was buying two, looked like 24-ounce cans of Schlitz malt liquor and whatnot, and two honey buns. And so I just had to say something to him. I could not let that youth get by me. I just couldn't let him get by me. I just couldn't let him get by me. And I told him, I said, you know, I said, how old are you? He said, 25. I said, you're going to be dead in 10 years. You keep following that path that you're on. And I looked in his eyes, and his eyes were so yellow. His eyes looked like the eyes of a 70-year-old man who had been drinking all of his life. Okay? And I'm just saying is that his eyes were bulbous as if he already had thyroid conditions going on. And this is the genocide, y'all. This is the genocide. And it's every mother who has birthed sons and daughters. It's every father who has sons and daughters. It's every grandmother and every grandfather. It's each one of us who have charge and responsibility over the lives and for the lives of other ones who have come through us or the ones who share this now moment with us, that we have to take some responsibility to realize that the true bastardizers, the ones who were truly beating us up on a day-to-day basis, our McDonald's and Burger King and Subway and all of these people who are serving us the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of this garbage that our children are consuming and that is readily available to us, until we do something about that, then nothing that you do, no matter how many of you gather, is going to really make the kind of difference that it would make if each one of us who has a body, who dwells in these temples, took responsibility for the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the consecration, and remembering who and what you are, and caring to walk in the integrity of your own authenticity. We are in a now moment that we are being called to rise, or we will meet a tragic date with fate. There is no middle ground. Because you don't know how long you'll be dead once you leave. And this is what I was telling the youth. I said, now, even if you have another 10 years, even if you have another 20 years, the issue is that you got to care about your life now. Your life is your greatest gift. And that's what I told them. Your life is your greatest gift. You cannot be killing yourself. And think, that you really had a life. Because when you die, you're going to be dead much longer than you were alive on the planet. And he was just so touched that I said anything to him. He said, "Thank you, beautiful. Thank you, beautiful." Sometimes they just need to know that we care. We're in a now moment that requires us to really be caring. You understand? If every beating heart and every breathing being cared about being in the love of their creator, if each one of us, the billions of us, really cared to do no harm to anyone else, if we care to honor the functioning and the order of cleanliness in our body temples, if we care to be corrected by the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, do you realize that everybody's life would have to shift? Why? Because we have those brothers and sisters, those men and womb men, or those who would like to be considered to be men and womb men, who go to work every day for these companies that put this poison out and make it available to everybody, and think that they got good jobs working for the devil, the forces of divisiveness. And then you have these other ones who are good, good people who get together and they get their 501c3s, and then they have these organizations that are putting band-aids on the genocide. And these police officers who are so brutal, their bodies are so toxic, they're so full of feces, you understand, that they can't think. They can't see the consequences of what they're doing. These people are needing serious help. And the system of things, the police, the whole structure will not acknowledge the sickness and the illness and the disease of those who were the founding fathers here. The sickness, illness, and disease of those whose grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers were the slave masters, the bastardizers, the ones who hung and raped and beat us and castrated and whatnot. And now their businesses are the chicken industry, the beef industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, the soda industry. This is where their money is, and you all keep supporting them. And I'm saying, stop paying your money to kill yourself. And you wouldn't have to worry about these people shooting you and beating you down and whatnot, because there was nothing that would bring you into the realm and the world of the stupid ones, the sick ones, the toxic ones. You wouldn't come across them. They wouldn't enter your path, because we're still having to work with the reality that there is absolute law. And the law works by what it is you are emanating, what it is you're radiating, what it is you're resonating. So now we got this frequency of energy that is all so focused so intently on the bastardization of these police officers. So now we're at war, and the police are at war, and this and that. It's still divisiveness. Everybody is under siege. Everybody is under siege. The police officers, the judges, the jailers, the superintendents, the mayors, the president, everybody has been negatively influenced and undermined in their capacity to walk in the integrity of that which they each truly are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. So in order for us to get leverage over a system that was founded in sickness, illness, and disease by those who were sick, ill, and disease, who have been the perpetuators of sickness, illness, and disease, then we have to get well, and we have to exalt a full life's urge. We cannot think that you on one hand can go and work for the devil and then go to church and give thanks to God for your good job working for the devil. And if you're working and gainfully employed, good. I'm not telling you to quit your jobs. I'm telling you to realign yourself with the divinity of yourself by taking the time to really care, to nourish yourself and to cleanse yourself, so that you are able to get on the path of fulfillment of purpose and destiny. but for the struggles and the sacrifices of all of those who struggled and sacrifices to just come to a point of culmination where everybody feels as though they have the free will to be as wicked as they want to be. They have the free will to choose death. They got the free will to be inebriated, intoxicated, violating. They got the free will to eat the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens. And they enjoy that. And that's their free will to get fat and to be sick and to be diseased. And all of that is because we are following the edicts of those who really were in no light. And that's why their actions are showing that they are not in enough light, because they have not had light enough to reorient themselves as a governing body. Those who have gone into government, whether it's city, state, local, federal, whatever, you understand, to really be about that which is in the true best interests of the people. So for the government to be under the hands of corporate entities and deities of death, those who are violators, they're violating Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and then turn around and support the violation, the incarceration, the entrapment, the bastardization, the anesthetization, inebriation, intoxication of everybody else. And we cannot gain the true glory that we should have in this life when we refuse to realign ourselves with the laws that govern life. A people who have lost their purpose, a people who do not realize that there is purpose in existence that has nothing to do with the edicts of men, that have nothing to do with the books that men have written, have nothing to do with the laws that man has given, nothing to do with his statutes, nothing to do with his agendas. We have laws that govern our being, that those who really wanted to be the perpetuators of law and order, then they had the first duty and obligation and responsibility to get into the law and order of existence itself. But they didn't do that, and they're not doing that. And you can't expect them to want to correct when they feel that they are entitled to continue to act as if our lives don't matter because we are a darker hue of people, and that we, under inebriation, intoxication, and see, this is the issue, following them, we have not really shined in the fullness of ourselves, even though we've got million-dollar athletes and million-dollar entertainers and whatnot. It's a few based on the millions that there are, and we're all gifted, we're all talented. But the issue is that our whole educational system, our whole spiritual religious systems, our whole socialization has not oriented us in being successful as living beings in understanding the purposes of existence. In the process of soulful evolutionary unfoldment and development. Yes, they will take your blood and they'll take your gene samples, and now, you know, they can trace your DNA, and you know, they've made great strides in terms of what they have the ability to do, but to do all of what they do and still have not enough love to change the whole objective as to what education is about. To be educating children so that they are cogs in the wheel of capitalism. They're cogs in the wheel. It's like ants. You know, you can go and step on so many ants, and them ants will attack you. And the ones that attack you, if you drown them, if you spray them, whatever, the other ones are going to keep working. They're going to keep going. They're going to keep going. They're not going to fall back and start going to funerals and crying and weeping and whatnot. They are not going to miss a beat. All right. That's how y'all are being socialized. So we don't miss a beat. You understand? That's why you got all this Advil and you got all these Rolaids and Toms and all of this. So once you're eating all that flesh of dead animals and your head start hurting because you all got all this stench that's going through your bloodstream, they don't want you to miss a beat. You get to work. You take your Advil. You take your Tylenol. You take your NyQuil, whatever you got to do. You can't take time to cleanse. You can't take time to really get that stuff out your system. No, keep working by any means necessary. Keep working. Keep working. Keep working. And by all means, Don't give up the flesh. Don't give up the alcohol. Don't give up your good time. Don't give up any of the things that you feel so good about having. You know, it's a party over here. Hey, we got you. We got you. Coke is the real thing. They got all of these goddamn liars out here telling you that you're supposed to be doing all of this in the name of what? Fun? It's so they made fun killing. They made fun out of killing, and now you're enjoying killing yourself. So then hearing me, you're saying, oh, well, that sister, she out of her mind. Oh, well, that sister, she's so extreme. Oh, well, that sister. This sister cares enough to understand that our children should not be poisoned. That we as men and women should be in enough light, particularly after 30 and 40 and 50 years old, where we are in our harmony with our line of light, with our angels, our guides, our guardians, and our souls. But because nothing has properly prepared us for that, the only way you get to that is that you have to have the inner urge to look beyond. You have to have the inner urge to turn everybody else off. You have to have the inner urge and the inner care to exalt a full life's urge, to be willing to walk your walk and to be daring enough to be courageous, to do that which really needs to be done. Because what we have all these people who are organizing and marching and whatnot, but they will not do the thing that needs to be done, which is to love the Creator with their whole bodies, hearts, minds, and souls, to love life, to love that which beats their heart and that which breathes them with their whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, with all their might, to have a conscious desire to walk, to glorify and honor their mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, and all of the ones that have come before. The way that we live, the intention that we have, the will that we express to exalt a full life's urge is much more powerful than the stupidity that it takes to continue to perpetuate that which is destined to die. But following the lie, following the fear tactics and all of this, now people are afraid to tell the truth, to be in the truth. You understand? And you can't really just get to the truth because you read somebody else's books. And not to say the books and other people's realizations are not going to benefit you. They will. But when you are doing everything else that is truly in your own best interest, will you benefit the most? We have those ones who are practitioners of different healing modalities and whatnot. So if you spend money and you go to them and you have several sessions and whatnot, that's all well and good. But it's what you do consistently thereafter that facilitates the healing and the opening of your meridians or whatever they did for you. But if you are continuing to reach for that which is creating blockage and obstruction mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or whatever, then you have wasted money. If you continue to waste money in buying that which has no real benefit to you. And we spend so much money, and that's why death is multi-trillion-dollar business. Really? Death is multi-trillion-dollar business. The industry of death, through militarism and bomb making and gun making and distribution, through all of the chemicals, the pharmaceuticals, the surgeries, all of the sugar, the dairy, the eggs, the meat, the chicken, the fish, the fowl, all of this comprises death industry. Now, when you have a global world agenda and everybody is so enthralled and so engulfed in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death, then you have a world that will soon cease to exist because death is going to claim them. Whether Mother Earth will continue to quiver and quake and shake as she has done, where you have the leaving, the massive leaving of tens of thousands of people, 5,000 here, 10,000 there, 7,000 here. I'm just saying is that we keep saying we got 7 billion people on the planet because as fast as they're going, they're still coming. But the issue is those who are here should be setting a greater directive and doing that which facilitates the greater fulfillment of the will of existence, in the exaltation of the greatness of the lineages. Every people have been warred against. Every people are under siege. Every people need the light of the love of salvation and grace and protection and the clearing and the cleansing. But when you have everybody complicit and complacent in the ingesting and the manufacturing and the distribution and the advertising and all of that, with all of these artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, this, that, and the other, and we are taking, or the government is paying people not to grow food, and then they're bulldozing masses, just thousands and thousands of acres of rainforest and forestry on a daily basis, and then wondering while the earth is collapsing. The stupidity has no end until it's over. That you bulldoze all of these trees and then expect the earth not to shift. That you do all of this digging, all of this drilling, create all of this devastation, create all of this pollution, and expect the earth not to respond. And that's why it is so necessary for us to understand the power that we would have in mass if each one radiated a real hunger and thirst for life itself, for the fullness of life itself. Therefore, you would not reach for death. But they have turned death into culinary arts. And even those ones who have become so conscientious about the real taste of the food, having to do with everything about the condition of the soil, but they will still eat the flesh of dead animals. They just want the flesh of dead animals that were not given GMO corn or GMO soy or whatever. And so therefore they still will not come into the fullness of the light that is available, because as long as the blood bears the violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, and all of this, then you are not able to think. You're not able to have the quality of light and consciousness that is really complementary and characteristic of who you are, is this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And it's only one absolute and supreme intelligence that is the intelligence of all beings, which is why we have to come to that place and space where we respect the right of all beings to have the right to their lives and to know that they should not be rotting in your intestines. You understand? Now, if you can get in it because of the global effect that it's having in terms of this global warming and all of the methane that's being produced from all of the feces that moves into the waters, and how much of the sea creatures are being taken from the waters, the sea creatures that have the God-given responsibility and purpose of cleansing and filtering the waters for the earth's sake. But they pull these animals, these creatures, out of the oceans by the millions and millions of tons, and then dump millions and millions of tons of feces into the water. And so we have to really, really understand that those who have taken responsibility to create systems of things, we can give thanks for systems. We need systems in place. But now we really have to come to a point and place where we realize that the system is not going to operate greater than the light and the substance of the people themselves. Because people work the system. And if the people were in light enough, cleared, cleansed, purified to serve the Creator's purpose, to really be a blessing, to work towards the wholeness, work towards the exaltation, work towards the self-unfoldment, the self-development, the exaltation of life and blessedness as a part of what they do on a daily basis, regardless of what part of the system they are employed by or are in service to. This is how we make the difference. Now, the power of love, and love being a radiance, love is a force when each of us are steeped in it, because it is the fullness of the frequency and energy and vibration that we have cultivated as the reality of who and what we are. Then that becomes power. That's power. One with the Creator is more powerful than masses of people with the devil. Indivisible. We have to understand that, as hard as it may get for some of you to wrap your head around it, the quickest and most expeditious way to the degrees of liberation, freedom, and change that we want rests with each individual one taking responsibility to realign themselves with the peace of God, the presence of God, the light of God, the truth of God, and to get the devil out their system. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And I pray that you are always inspired to support that which supports you and to realize that we must be more conscious and conscientious about where we invest our resources, our life currency, and doing that which increases our life currency, our intensity of intention to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence. And to realize that those ones who have already signed off on people having access to that which undermines them, the meat industry, the dairy, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar and whatnot, we have to really question a people, a system, a government, and those who work on their behalf, their intentions to create a farce, to manipulate you, to do that which is consistently not in your best interest in creating more divisiveness. So everybody now is responding to the edicts that have been issued by those who really do not have the light, the love, or the truth in where we are right now. And so it matters that we are able to invest in ourselves in clearing, cleansing, consecrating these bodies, because that which is in you and that which is in those who have been supposedly tested positive for COVID-19 or the coronavirus, and I'm saying in a body that has been filled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and alcohol and tobacco and sugar. There's so much more than coronavirus there, which is why there's a sickness, the illness, a disease in the form of obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart attack, stroke, upper respiratory diseases, and all of these other things. So we cannot take our eye off what is real pandemic that is now all being categorized as COVID-19, but it's the heart attacks, the strokes, and all of these other issues that have been on the forefront, but they did not give us a daily tally as to how many people are dying. And for the millions of people that are dying annually and the tens of thousands that are dying daily, we have to realize that there is something wrong with this picture, in that you've yet to be able to respond correctly and directly to what's needed in the now moment. And it's more needed now for us to be astute in being students of life and understanding how phenomenal and how magical, how mystical, how wonderful this reality is, in that we are so divinely designed that every atom and every cell of our being is completely regenerable, providing the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, the alkalization, and to do everything we possibly can on a daily basis to open up all channels of elimination, so the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, all of the chemicals, preservatives, the iron filings that were in the cornflakes and all of these other things can get out. And so you're in a now moment where it is your opportunity to truly step off the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death, to step onto the path of everlasting life, to be in a place and space where you are experiencing the fullness of the blessedness of being in the light of the truth of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent. The gift that each of us has been given, it fills all spaces, it's all pervasive, there is nowhere where it is not, and we are each so absolutely blessed to be these points of it. The issue for us is coming to a point and place where we will come under its auspices, as opposed to being under the edicts of a government that has positioned itself through the miseducation, the religious indoctrination, the socialization, and the belief of death to be the profiteers. And so, in the truth of it all, that there is justice as well as there is law, and the fulfillment of the law is in all of what we're seeing. So that those who have been sowing the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar business and economy, there has to be a harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death. There's no way to avoid it except for those who've been participating to no longer participate and begin to do everything they possibly can to get the support and the reinforcement and and all of what is needed in order to truly cleanse the cells, to liberate at the cellular level, to step into a greater frequency and vibration of harmony with the whole of existence itself. And therefore, we would have nothing to fear, to come into that place of fearlessness and faithfulness and knowing that when we are rightly aligned with the forces of life, there are no ones who could do anything against us when we are strengthened and strong in doing that which is exalting a full life's urge and standing firm in our commitments to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. So you're being called to rise completely up, to accept the graciousness of the blessedness of your being with each and every breath, and to not block your blessings of the breath. And see, this is where there will be more sickness, illness, and disease. They may call it COVID-19, but the issue, the hypoxia that comes as a result of breathing in one's exhalation, the carbon dioxide, consistently over time, it is a crime against humanity, in truth, for people to be mandated. You understand? Mandated under the threat of penalty for breathing freely. Because if you were really concerned about the proliferation or the contagion of a virus from person to person, then you would really be concerned about the contagion that comes from feeding flesh, dead carcass to people. And so for those of you who care, then know that that's where any of it starts, is in the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, which I've been speaking to for decades now. So in this now moment, the more you are intensely intentional in doing that, which is in the exaltation of your full life's urge to do nothing that undermines yourselves, to do everything you possibly can to realize that you can liberate at the cellular level and to free yourself from any dis-ease, sickness, illness, and to avoid the surgeries and all of the other things that come or has been perpetuated as solution, but it's no solution. Just cutting things out of your body does not heal you. And then you still have the responsibility of healing from the violation of having been cut and having your organs and glands and whatnot removed as a result of them being so filled with the toxicity. So just let's start cleansing. And if you need support in knowing what to do, then you do have access to your life support number at 678-760-9299. And on behalf of all of who we are and all that we were born to be, let us realize that our lives are our gifts and there's no greater gift. And to be in a place and space where we are stepping away from following the herd or the masses, to be in a place where we are truly thinking to clean the blood and to really get these chemicals out on a daily basis, is the foundation of where wisdom begins to start, when you realize that you are being warred against and there's an initiative that has been in effect, that is genocide and depopulation, and it's been there for quite a while. And every day, more and more people are becoming attuned and becoming aware and doing that which allows them to have greater access to more of that which is required in terms of the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, opening up all channels of elimination and alkalizing the body to facilitate consistent cellular regeneration, rejuvenation, and the spiritual rebirth that is needed in order for us to step into the glory of the ones that we were born to be. And so
Your number for life support again is 678-760-9299. And because we are programming remotely for a while, if there are any questions or concerns that you have that you may not be able to call in real time right now, but you do have access to me at 678-760-9299 anytime, now or any other time, with your questions or concerns in relationship to our now moment. And so for those of you who have elders, and the elders are at risk because of how much accumulation of mucus that they may have in their bodies as a result of how much bread, rice, potatoes, yams, flour products, pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, all of that stuff. So all of this creates so much sludge in the body, so much glue. You understand? Paste, what they call the pastries. And so realize that anything that's inorganic in the tissues, where we have the chemicals, they are creating the toxicity and the acidity that is the foundation of the cancers. And then the mucus producing foods and whatnot, or non-foods, that are facilitating the proliferation of organisms and viruses and bacteria in the tissues, so that your vulnerability comes as a result of the accumulation over time. And so your insulation and your being able to truly fortify yourself is more, there's more to it than just taking elderberries or things to boost your immunity. It's really the need for the cleansing, because you cannot just dump good things on top of all of the sludge. You got to get the sludge out, or you still are susceptible to the heart disease and the diabetes and the upper respiratory issues and all of the other things. So you want to be aggressive about your cleansing, and to set us into a place and space where we are truly walking in the light, being vehicles and vessels of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, to come to that place and space where we cannot and will not submit to the manipulations of a people who do not have our best interests at heart, and coming into a place and space where we can stand in the truth that the light has the right to triumph, and the light is the will of the ever-present for itself. As all there is no way that the intelligence of existence is intending for itself to be oppressed and suppressed, downtrodden and wiped out under anybody's initiative. So all of that which we see manifesting as genocide and depopulation and all of the criminality and insanity and whatnot is because of the distortion and the degradation that is happening at the cellular level with the violation of the blood. The spirit is charged on the blood. The condition of the blood is going to lay foundation for the quality of the thought. And the quality of the thought will lay foundation for the choices that we're making. And those choices made consistently over time will be a true reflection of our character and who it is and what it is we truly serve. And as we become really centered in the reality that life is worship, and that as we are living our lives, we should be facilitating the resubstantiation of the quality of beings that we are, and not just focused on what it is we're doing. So that as our daily activities support the realignment and attunement and the reconciliation and the integrity of the ones that we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, then we have leverage over all of the other things. To focus on how wicked wicked ones are does not give us any greater levity over the wickedness. To be in a place and space where we are intensely intentional in being rightly aligned in exalting a full effort in our living to truly honor and glorify the lineages that we represent, to understand that the clarity and the cleanliness that we are aspiring towards as these spirits that are charged upon the blood and the interstitial tissues of our being, to be in a place and space where we are clear, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that the intelligence of our being is free to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interest, always in the best interest of the whole, and always facilitating a greater wellness, a greater wholeness on behalf of itself is all there is. And to know that this time is our time to really step into attunement with its will, its way, its love, its light, and to be the progressive. The responsibility we have as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, is to exalt a full effort in our living, to consciously care, to honor and glorify the lineages that we represent. And many ones are really reaching, seeking, searching, knocking, consciously caring to do a greater thing, raising their children as vegan and vegetarian, putting themselves in a place where they're taking responsibility to educate their children, but to understand that life is school and we're all given time on Mother Earth to get attuned to the responsibilities we have in mastering ourselves, to be in a place and space where we have the opportunity to really rejoice in the fullness of the blessedness of being, and to know that love is an essential. It is the fulfillment of the law, but the love is the harmony of truth, and the truth is the reality that we each dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And being mindful, thoughtful, caring, contemplative, respectful, repentive, to be in a place and space where we are really going deep and reaching high and walking in the integrity of ourselves. It is our blessing to have so much truth and light available to us, to be in a place where we're the beneficiaries of the gifts, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the knowing, the truths, the intellectual property, and all of that that has been left to us, and all of that that we have more access to as a result of our getting clear and cleansed and purified to be in alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to come under the auspices of our souls. To be in a place and space where we are truly self-actualizing, self-realizing, and walking in the integrity of the glory of the truth of our being, these points of this absolute and supreme presence. And being supremely present in the high ethic and morality that allows us to have leverage over the wickedness and the insanity, the stupidity, to be in a place and space where we can outthink a system that has set itself upon the detriment of other ones. That we have these ones who came from other places and marginalized and disenfranchised the ones who were here, enslaved and brought other ones over, and everyone is out of sync with the divinity of existence. And part of the divinity is the fulfillment of the law, and the law of the sowing and the reaping of the karmic debt. We have to really do that which is ours to do in preparing ourselves, because it's going to be a serious tragic date with fate as a result of being in such violation of the law that is love. And to realize that nobody gets away with anything, and these ones and those ones who feel entitled to marginalize and create sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar business, and for those who are complicit and complacent with it, it will not end well. So it's a conscious effort that we now have to make in terms of exalting a full effort, a full care, a full life's urge, and reaching for life, and basking in the warmth of this absolute and eternal sun and realizing the divinity of breath itself. Say, God is in the breath, that which has animated us and enlivens us, maintains and sustains us, doesn't charge us, but has gifted itself to us. So we can't continue to be inhaling the carbon dioxide from these toxic bodies and think that we are going to be in a better place. So, no, we have to stop masking and walk in the integrity of the divinity of our being. You understand, this is not a masquerade. It is opportunity to really be in a place and space where it matters to us to be continued in existence as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is all there is as existence itself. And so I encourage you to do that which needs to be done in clearing yourself from the impact and the effect of the actual pandemic of the obesity, the diabetes, the heart disease, the liver and kidney issues, and all of the other issues that we have been having long before this thing that they call coronavirus or COVID-19 has been in place. And to deal with the people who have licensed and certified the tobacco industry and the alcohol industry, and these things are readily available to us, and their products have killed more people than all of the wars these people have engaged in. So to use death as a way of generating money is not the way of God. And to be in a place where we have been inundated in a belief system that everyone is supposed to be dying, and that to get old is to be decrepit and to lose your vitality and whatnot. All of that comes as a result of the accumulation and the contraindication, the saturation of your tissues with all of these chemicals that are devitalizing, robbing you of your life force. But to come to a place and space where you realize the divinity of your being and the divine design, so that you are taking responsibility to breathe and to breathe fully, oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, regenerating, rejuvenating, opening up all channels of elimination so those things can get out of your tissues. It's not good enough to just drink a cup of tea every now and again, or pop some berries here and there. I mean, you've got to be immersed in an ever-increasing desire for that which is life-giving, life-supporting, life-enhancing, life-enriching. And it has to be that which you think about. It has to be that which feeds your spirit and your mind. You can't immerse yourself in the wickedness and think that you have leverage over it. And so I'm the one to encourage you to realize that we cannot be licensed, certified, and degreed to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as our livelihood. We can't be certified, licensed, and degreed to manage it and maintain it and sustain it, as opposed to taking responsibility, particularly as the womb men, to be in a place where we can facilitate the actual healing. And to realize that as parents, we cannot be truly fulfilling that which is duty, obligation, and responsibility in the perpetuation of our lineages if we are truly a detriment to ourselves, undermining ourselves. And so in order to have real leverage in this now moment, then we have to really take full charge of our care, our sensibilities, to come to a place of high ethic and morality, to cleanse ourselves from the inebriation, the intoxication, the anesthetization, and all of that that puts us in a place and space where we have lost our capacity to outthink a people who do not have anybody's best interest at heart. And on behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of those whose names we can call and those whose names we'll never know, being in a place and space where you realize that there is greatness that has already been gifted to you, and we must invoke it and call it forward in the activation of our DNA through the cellular liberation that is a requisite as a result of how much violation has been charged upon our blood. And to come to a point and place where we truly care to walk in our own authenticity, where we truly care to stand in the light of our supreme intelligence, to be present as these points of it, and to dwell consciously in the infinity of possibilities, to know that there is nothing that we cannot accomplish, but we cannot love killing ourselves and have the fullness of life, to be in a place and space where we are willing, eager, ready to accept the correction that allows us to get leverage over all of those who have tried to position themselves over us as if they have greater responsibility or they have greater power in our lives than we do. It's not possible. So for whatever you are ingesting and consuming, it either is in your best interest or it's not. And you're the one to make that decision to really, really get clear about what you're reaching for on a daily basis. But wisdom would have you consciously care to cultivate your life currency, to be able to enhance it, increase it, enrich it, and to be in a place and space where you realize that that which is yours is much greater than anything that man can create, including the money. And that which has come from the depth of the soils and the bowels of the earth, her gold, her minerals, this and that. We have come to the earth and we should leave the earth, and everything that came from the earth is going to be retained with the earth. So let's do what we were born to do, and walking in the integrity of the fullness of the ones that we actually are, and cultivating the divinity of our being, harmonizing with the intelligence that is causation foundational and can outthink, outlast, outlove, outbe all of these other ones who don't care to really be, because they don't care to be rightly aligned and attuned to the intelligence of existence. And this is where we have leverage. So on behalf of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and the great-great and the great-great and all of those that have come before us, let us exalt a full effort in our living and reach for life every day, and breathe fully, rejoicingly, rejoicefully, knowing that life itself is worship. And how you live is the evidence of what you truly worship. On behalf of all of that that is whole and righteous, may you each be ever more inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to walk in the integrity of the awesomeness of who you truly are, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme presence. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. I love you. Have a good night.